We have only two mornings left.
我们只剩下两个早晨了。
And that means that there is a very great deal in Ezekiel that we shall not be able to consider.
因此在以斯帖书里还有好些我们就不能都来看了。
So this morning I suggest that we give our attention to chapter 47.
所以今天早晨我愿意大家来看47章。
As you know, this is the chapter of the river.
你们都知道这一章说到那一条河。
I think that this chapter is well enough known by you that we shall not have to read it right through.
我想你们大家很熟识这一章，所以不需要再读它。
Of course, we ought to read also the second chapter of the book of the Acts.
自然我们还需要读《使徒行传》第二章。
Because I feel that Ezekiel 47 and Acts chapter 2 go together.
因为我觉得《以斯帖47章》和《行传》第二章两章是并行的。
The second chapter of the Acts is the New Testament fulfillment of what we have here in this chapter in Ezekiel.
行传二章是记载的新约的话语应验了以斯帖47章的话。
But there is a passage of scripture between the two.
在这两章圣经之间。
And that is in the 7th chapter of John's Gospel.
那就是约翰福音第7章里头记载的。
And we will read that.
这一处我们要读一下。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰7章37节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
节期的末日，那就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of him shall flow rivers of living water.
信我的人，就如经上所说。
But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
耶稣这话指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那是还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now, strict interpretation demands that we observe one point.
若是我们要有解释，我们就需要读一个点。
That to which the Lord Jesus was referring in John 7 was not strictly what we have in Ezekiel 47.
主耶稣在约翰第7章里头所说到的。
That last day, the great day of the feast, related to the Feast of
Tabernacles.
That takes us a long way back before Ezekiel.
那就是需要我们回到以斯帖大以前去看它。
It takes us back into the life of Israel in the old days.
是需要我们去看古时候以色列人中间的事。
You know that the Feast of Tabernacles was the commemoration of their coming out of Egypt.
你们知道祝棚节是他们纪念他们如何出了埃及。
And living in tents in the wilderness.
在旷野中住在帐篷里面。
We need not dwell with the details of that because that is not our subject.
我们不需要详细讲述这事，因为那不是我们的题目。
It was to that Jesus was referring here in John 7.
在约翰七章里头，主耶稣就是说到那个祝棚节的故事。
Ezekiel 47 is not a celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles.
以西结47章不是过那个祝棚节的事。
But there are some features which are in common.
但是有几点是两面是共同有的。
Ezekiel 47, John 7, and Acts 2 have some common features.
以西结47章、约翰7章、行传2章都有一些相同的点。
You know that when Jesus said those words, he was in the temple at Jerusalem.
我们要记得，当主耶稣说约翰七章话的时候，他是在耶路撒冷的圣殿中。
It was in the temple that the Feast of Tabernacles was being celebrated.
那时候人过祝棚节，乃是在耶路撒冷的圣殿里。
And at that time, the priest went down to the pool of Bethesda and brought water back and poured it out over the threshold of the temple.
那时候，即使到比士大的那个池子那里打水，把水打来，就倒在这个圣殿的门槛那里。
Jesus took hold of that and applied it to himself.
主耶稣就是把那件事应用在他自己身上。
Now the common feature of these three places, Ezekiel, John, and Acts, is this.
以西结、约翰、行传这三处相同的点乃是这样。
The waters are flowing out from the house.
水是从神的殿流出来。
And then there is another common feature.
还有一点相同的。
In the house, as we have seen, everything related to the man glorified in the throne.
我们已经看见这圣殿那里一切的事都是和在宝座上那个人相关的。
The man glorified in the throne governed everything.
在宝座上那位得着荣耀的人支配一切的事。
Now here in John 7, John makes that comment.
在约翰三章七章那里，约翰有一个注解。
He said, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him were to receive."
他加上注解说，耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
Well, the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
因为还没有圣灵赐下来，因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
So that pointed on to the future when Jesus was glorified.
这就是指着将来有一天主耶稣要得着荣耀。
Undoubtedly, that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
没有疑问的，这个得荣耀是在无信的那一天应验了。
Jesus was glorified and the waters came out from the house.
主耶稣得着荣耀了，是水从神的殿就流出来了。
So that we do have some common features.
所以我们在这几章里头的确能看到几个共同的点。
Now we come to some details of this chapter 47.
我们再来细看47章一下。
But to begin with, we must note that this whole situation is one that sets forth a condition in this dispensation.
首先我们要注意一件事，这里所说的一切的情景就是说出我们这一个恩典时代的光景。
As we said earlier, there is a large school that believes that all this belongs to the millennium.
我们已经说过了，有一派人他们相信说这些事都是千年国度里面的事。
Well, the situation in this chapter is not a situation in the millennium.
可是这一章里头描写的那个情景并不是千年国度里的光景。
Neither does this fully correspond to the end of the book of the Revelation.
并且这一章的光景和启示录末了的光景也不相符合。
It is true that in that book we have, it is true that in that book we have the river flowing from out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
不错，在启示录末了，我们看见有河从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
And there are many features there.Just like these features in Ezekiel.
是的，在那里也有一些个点和以西结这里所说的点是相同。
But what we have here in Ezekiel is neither the millennium nor in the coming age.
我们在以西结里所看的不是将来千年国度里的光景，也不是在将来那个永世里的光景。
It relates to the dispensation in which we are living.
但这里是说到我们所活在的这个时代。
As you see, it is a situation of need.
你在这里看见，它描写出一种需要的光景。
It is a scene of death and disease.
在这里是一个死亡和疾病的海给我们看见。
These waters are to overcome death.
这流出来的水就要胜过那些死亡。
And the leaves of these trees are for medicine.
这里的树那些叶子是做药来医治。
To heal disease.
就是要医治病症的。
It's a scene of great need.
这里的光景完全说出一个莫大的需要了。
In the millennium, death will be suspended for a time.
在千年国度的时候，那个死亡暂时悬起来了。
And at the book of the at the end of the book of the Revelation, death is no more.
而在启示录末了，就说再没有死亡了。
Here, death has to be met and overcome.
可是在这里还有死亡需要对付，需要胜过。
Here, an unhealthy condition has to be dealt with.
在这里还有一种生病的状态需要对付。
It is important to realize that this chapter applies to the present dispensation.
所以有一件重要的事要注意，这一章乃是说到我们是在的这个时代。
Now let us take note of a few other details.
我们现在要看几点的细点。
The source of the river.
就第一就是这个河的源头。
The source of the river is somewhere hidden under the threshold of the house.
这个河的源头是一个地方藏在那个殿的门口之下。
It says that the waters issued from under the threshold of the house.
这里说这个河是从那个殿的门槛之下流出来的。
Of course, the threshold was in the front.
自然那个门槛是在殿的前面。
We have a little difficulty here.
我们在这里遇到一点的难处。
Because it says that the waters issued from under the threshold and came down by the south side of the house.
他说那个河是从殿的门槛流出来，但又是从那个殿的南边流。
That seems to be a little contradictory.
这好像有一点矛盾。
You see, this is the south side of the house.
南边是那个殿的南边。
So literally, the waters also come out from here somewhere.
按字面来说，那个水啊，那个河应当从那个殿的南面流出来。
But it says that they came out from under the threshold.
但是这里却是说从殿的门槛流出来。
Perhaps we should conclude that they came out of the threshold and moved toward the side of the house.
也许我们就可以结论说，他从门槛那流出来，就往那边转去而流了。
Because it says that they went down toward the east.
因为哪里告诉我们说，这个河流出来呀，是向着东方而流出来。
This seems to have been the movement.
好像那个流的那个光景就是这样。
And we can come to that again in a minute.
等一下，我们还要来看这一点。
For the moment, the waters issued from some secret place under the house.
现在我们就是看这个河是从那个圣殿里头啊一点银汤的地方流出来的。
Now we know that the Lord had said about the sanctuary that it was the place of His throne and the place of His glory.
我主曾给我告诉我们说，那个圣所或者至圣所就是他的宝座和荣耀所在的地方。
This is the sanctuary.
那是那个圣所。
This is the place where the Lord dwells.
那是主居住的一个地方。
The place of His throne and of His glory.
也就是他的宝座和荣耀的所在地。
I think we are to conclude that the waters came from there.
我想我们可以断定说，那个河是从河水是那个地方出来的。
Of course, this is all type and symbol.
自然这些都是语表和表号。
We are not told exactly where the water started.
圣经并没有真真切切地告诉我们那个水是从什么地方发源。
But we are told that they came out.Under the threshold.
但是圣经却告诉我们，那是水是从那个门坛底下流出来的。
I think that we can conclude that they started in the place of the throne and the glory.
我想我们可以断定，那个河水是从那个宝座和荣耀的所在地发源。
And that is a hidden place in the presence of God.
那是神面前的一个隐秘之处。
You know that God was hidden in the sanctuary.
我们都知道神是隐藏在圣所里面。
Now the man in heaven is hidden in the sanctuary.
今天那个得着荣耀的人是隐藏在天上的圣所里面。
He is the heavenly mystery.
他是那个属天的一个奥秘。
He is on the throne.
他是在宝座之上。
He is glorified.
他得着荣耀。
And then the Spirit comes out from him as in that position and in that condition.
而圣灵就从他流出来，他就是在那个地位上，在那种光景中，圣灵就从他流出来了。
We remember that Jesus said that afterward he would not manifest himself to the world.
我们记得主耶稣曾说以后他再不想世人显现了。
He would manifest himself to witnesses whom he had chosen.
他只想着他是拣选的，那是见证人显现。
After his resurrection, he did not show himself personally to the world.
在他复活之后，他并没有亲身显现给世人看。
So far as the world is concerned, Jesus has gone right out.
就着世人而言，主耶稣是完全出去离开他们了。
The world does not know of his personal existence.
这个世界的人不知道主耶稣这个人到底在什么地方。
He is a mystery to the world.
他对世界人因此就是一个奥秘。
He is an unreality to the world.
他在世人看并不实际。
Because he has hidden himself from the world.
因为他已经向世界把自己隐藏起来了。
He is hidden in heaven.
他是隐藏在天上。
But there is a manifestation of himself.
可是他自己还是有个显现。
And that is in the spirit of life which comes out from the sanctuary.
那就是在这个生命之灵是从圣所出来的生命之灵里头显现出来。
Christ is not only personally in heaven.
主耶稣不只是亲身自己在天上。
He is enshrined within the heavenly church.
他也是住在这个属天的教会里面。
For the world in this dispensation, Jesus is still a mystery.
对于这个世人，主耶稣在这个时代里头还是一个奥秘。
And the church is a mystery.
并且教会因此也是一个奥秘。
The church is not understood.
世界的人不能了解教会。
But this is the mystery.
但奥秘就在这里。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是说，基督在你们里面做了一个荣耀的盼望。
And perhaps you Bible students know that the literal translation is Christ in the midst of you, the hope of glory.
你们读圣经的人也许知道，按照原文字义，那里的话是这样说：基督在你们众人之间成了一个荣耀的盼望，就是那个奥秘。
Of course, Christ is in us personally and individually.
自然，主耶稣是和我们每一个人，在我们每一个人的里面。
But the word is there is Christ in the midst of you.
但是格罗西那里的话，乃是说基督在你们中间。
The church is the context of those words.
教会就是那些话的前后文。
The mystery which is great among the nations is Christ in the midst of the church.
在世人跟前，那个大的奥秘就是基督在教会的里面。
That is the hope of glory.
这是那个荣耀的盼望。
So Paul said, unto him be the glory in the church.By Christ Jesus.
所以主耶保罗说，愿荣耀在教会中借着基督耶稣归于神。
The world can only know the mystery by the life which flows out from the church.
世人只能够借着教会是六徒的生命而认识这个奥秘。
That is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
这就是在无旬节那一天所发生的事。
By the river which came out from the church, the world became aware that Jesus is alive.
借着从教会所流出的那个生命的水，世人就知道主耶稣还是活着。
This is the only way in which the mystery is made known.
只有这一条的路能够叫主耶稣这个奥秘给世人知道。
The waters come out from the sanctuary.
水是从圣所里面流出来。
You notice that is what it says in verse 12.
这就是十二节里面所告诉我们的。
Because the waters thereof issue out of the sanctuary.
因为这个水是从圣所流出来的。
And you know that there's a difference between the temple and the sanctuary.
我们要记得这个圣殿和那个圣所有一个分别。
The whole of this is the house.
整个的这一个地方就是那个圣殿。
It is only that part that is the sanctuary.
只有那一点点的地方，那一部分是圣所。
And here is the definite statement that the waters come out of the sanctuary.
这里清清楚楚、确定地告诉我们，那个水是从圣所流出来的。
But they are still hidden until they issue from the church.
在圣所里头还是隐藏的，一直等到从教会流出来才显明了。
In the sanctuary, they are a mystery.
在那个圣所里头是奥秘。
The mystery is made known when they come out of the house.
等到从那个圣殿流出来，那个奥秘就显明了。
I wonder if you're following what I mean.
我不知道你们能不能跟得上我的意思。
This is also true to the teaching of the New Testament.
这些在新约的教训也是这样。
That is the first detail.
这是第一点的细目。
The second is that they go toward the east.
第二点就是水向东流。
Now as you see, it is the front that is the east.
我们要看见那个圣殿的前面呢是向东的。
It says here that the temple was toward the east.
这里说那个圣殿向着东面的。
So the waters moved by the south to the east.
所以那个水啊是从南边流到东面来。
Now that is also an interesting point.
这也是很有兴趣的一点。
That did not literally happen on the day of Pentecost.
这个在无旬节那一天并没有这样按着字面来应验。
On the day of Pentecost, the waters literally went toward the west.
按着字面来说，无旬节那一天呢，那个水啊是向西方流了。
They steadily moved toward Rome and Europe.
那个水啊是坚定的一点一点的流向罗马，流向欧洲了。
This great river that started on the day of Pentecost did not go toward the east, it went toward the west.
在五旬节那一天流下来的那一道的水啊，不是向东方流，而是向西方流了。
I suppose it has come to the east since then.
我信从那个之后啊，那个水要流到东方来了。
But there's a point here.
但是在这里有一个点。
We are not to take this literally.
我们不是要按照字面来解说这些。
Why was the house built with its gate toward the east?
为什么那个圣殿造的时候，它那个门呢是朝东的？
Why does everything look toward the east?
为什么那个圣殿里一切都是朝东看的？
And why do these waters move toward the east?
为什么这个水也是朝东而流？
Well, of course, the east is always the symbol for a new day.
东啊，总是新的一天的一个表号。
The sun rises in the east.
这个日头上升是在东方。
The world's day begins in the east.
这个地上的每一天呢，都是从东方开始。
Therefore, the east is the symbol of a new day.
所以东方乃是新的一天的一个表征。
And it is quite clear that this river meant a new day for everything and everybody.
所以这个清楚给我们看见呢，这个河是叫任何人、任何的事都有新的一天。
It is that new day of the Spirit to which the Lord Jesus refers.
那也就是主耶稣所说的那个圣灵带来的新的一天。
The hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship in spirit.
主耶稣说时候要到，现在就是了，那真实敬拜的要在灵和诚实的敬拜神。
When Jesus was speaking about the coming of the Holy Spirit, he said, in that day,
当主耶稣论到圣灵降临的事情的时候，他说那日。
How often he used those words, in that day?
他用那日这样的字眼用了多少次？
That is the day of the Spirit.
那就是指着圣灵的一个日子。
That is the new dispensation.
那就是一个新的时代。
The dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
这一个时代就是圣灵的时代。
So here we have another proof that it is this dispensation.
所以这里又得到一个证明，证明给我们看这里的话是讲到这个时代。
It is in this dispensation that God is offering a new day to everyone.
乃是在这个时代里神给人每一个人一个新的日子。
Of course, it is new in many respects.
自然，这是在各方面都是新的。
All the old things of that past generation are gone.
所有一过那个时代的旧事情都过去了。
The old things are types and symbols.
那些旧时代的仪表、表号都过去了。
The old things are forms and ceremonies.
那些旧时代的仪式、这个礼仪都过去了。
Those old things are passed away.
那些旧约时代的东西都过去了。
Behold, all have become new.
就是都过了，一切都变得新的了。
And this is the river that makes all things new.
就是这一条的河使一切都变成新的。
It is the day of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵的一个日子。
So it flows toward the east.
所以这个河向着东方而流。
The Spirit brings in a new day.
圣灵带来一个新的日子。
Then the next thing.
还有一件事。
This man of brass measures 4 times 1,000 cubits.
这个统治人有四尺量了1,000轴。
He measured 1,000.
他量了1,000轴。
And the waters were up to the ankle.
那么这个水就到踝子骨上来了。
He measured another 1,000 and they were up to the knees.
他再量了1,000轴，这个水就到膝盖了。
Another 1,000 and they are up to the loins.
他又量一千九，那这个水就到腰。
And he measured another 1,000, and they were waters to swim in.
那他就量了第4,000九，那个水就可以去游泳了，浮水了。
A river that could not be passed over.
那个河是成了一个不可干的河，不可走过去的河。
Well, I think the symbolism is very simple.
我想这些表号的意思是很简单的。
This sets forth the progressive fullness of the Spirit.
这个就是说出圣灵那个逐渐充满的事。
Or the progressive fullness of Christ.
也就是说出基督那个逐渐充满我们的事。
In the beginning, there is immense intrinsic potentiality.
在开头的时候，有莫大的一个希望，一个可能性。
It may be small in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷那里可能就是一点点水。
It may be small at its beginning.
在开始的时候可能很小。
But that is only a comparative matter.
那不过是一个相对的东西。
Of course, it was a very great thing that happened on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem.
实在说，在耶路撒冷当初五旬节那天发生的是很大的一件事。
But compared with what came afterward, it is but small.
但是若是和将来要发生的事比较说，那是小了。
The beginning is small.
那个开头是小的。
In comparison with all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth.
若是那一天在耶路撒冷发生的事和将来在犹太的、犹太圈的、撒玛利亚直到地界发生的事比较来说就小了。
But in that small beginning, there are all the potentialities to meet the whole world.
但是在那个微小的开始里头啊，就藏着一个极大的可能性，去围着全世界。
The scope of this river increases.
这个河的那个范围是一直扩展的。
It grows fuller and fuller and wider and wider.
它一直是丰满，越丰满，广阔越广阔。
But what is here in the waters is sufficient to meet all the need, however great.
但是在这个河里头是藏着一个丰富，能应付一切的需要。
The Spirit of Jesus is sufficient for all.
主耶稣基督的灵是能应付一切的需要。
That is what it says.
这就是哲理所给我们看见。
Or that is what it means.
也就是哲理的意思。
There is sufficiency in Christ ministered by the Spirit to meet the greatest need.
在主耶稣里面有一个够用的丰富，有圣灵来供应一切的需要。
There is no need, however great, which cannot be met by this river.
没有一个需要能大到一个地步，是这一条河是不能应付的。
It does not matter where the river comes.
那不管这个河是流到什么地方。
Wheresoever the river cometh, everything lives.
无论这个河流到什么地方，哪里都得到生命。
If you study this chapter, you will see that there is no situation for which these waters are not equal.
你能从这一章看出来，无论这河流到哪里，每一个地方是它不能供应的。
And yet one must make a reservation in that statement.
但是有的人在这里会发现有一个地方是要保留的。
It says later in the chapter that there is something that will not be healed but will be given over to Saul.
这里后面记载有一个地方是不得医治而完全满了眼。
There is such a thing as resisting the Holy Ghost.
是有意见的是反对圣灵的。
Judas did not come into the good of the day of the Spirit.
在圣灵那一天，犹大并没有得到那个好处。
And that there is in the New Testament this possibility of sinning against the Holy Spirit.
在新约里给我们看见有可能得罪圣灵的事。
Where that is deliberately and persistently done, then there is not life but death.
若是有人只甘愿地坚持地反对圣灵，那他就得不到生命，只好落到死亡。
But provided there is no deliberate and conscious refusal of the Spirit is equal to every situation.
假使人不是特意的、坚定的反对圣灵，圣灵对任何人都是一样的，给他生命。
How great is the Spirit?
圣灵是何等的伟大！
He is altogether incomprehensible.
圣灵是全然我们没有法子了解的。
The prophet said it was a river that could not be passed through.
圣经告诉我们说，末了成了一个河，是人不能荡过去。
This is something that is altogether impossible to cope with.
这是一件我们是没有办法完全了解或者是测量的。
How true that is.
这是何等的实在。
In Acts 2, the coming of the Spirit is likened to a mighty rushing wind.
在圣传那里说，圣灵降临好像一阵的大风，强有力的大风。
Well, you know something about that in this country.
你们在台湾这岛上都懂得这个大风的意思。
When you have that at certain times in the year, it's no use trying to cope with that.
你有那个大风的时候，在这一年之内遇见大风的时候，你没有办法能了解它。
You cannot resist that.
你也没有法子抵挡它。
It will carry you away.
那个会把你带走了。
It will carry your houses away.
也会把你的房子吹走了。
It will carry everything before it.
能把许多它所碰到的东西都吹走了。
It is irresistible.
那是不可抵挡的东西。
The Spirit came like that on the day of Pentecost.
在无信节那一天圣灵降临就是这样。
This thing cannot be managed by man.
这件事是人没有法子控制的。
You cannot bring the Holy Spirit within the compass of your ability.
你没有法子把圣灵带到你能控制的这个范围之内。
Ezekiel said a river that could not be passed over.
以斯帖说成了一条人所不能荡过去的河。
This is too much.For man.
这个对人是太大了。
Oh, that we knew the Spirit like this.
但愿我们能够认识圣灵到这个境地。
And yet, in principle, this is what the Spirit does.
可是在运作上，圣灵是这样做。
He refuses to be tied up to our human systems and our human measure.
他不肯把让我们这个人的那个尺度、人的那个制度来限制它。
He refuses to be limited to our natural man.
他不肯受我们天然人的限制。
He refuses to be limited to our traditions and our prejudices.
他不肯受我们那是遗传偏见的限制。
That is what we find in the Book of the Acts.
这就是我们在使徒行传里头看到的。
The Holy Spirit is too much for the people in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的人是太容纳不下这个圣灵了。
He is too much for Peter.
是彼得是没有法子容纳的。
And all Peter's prejudices.
彼得的那个偏见更不能容纳圣灵。
He is too much for Herod the king.
他是那个希律王是没有法子容纳的。
He is too much for everything that gets in his way.
在他这个往前去的时候，什么都不能容纳他。
A river that you cannot control.
一个成了一条河，是你所不能控制的。
Now for the Spirit to be like that,
圣灵要这样。
To be expressing himself in that way,
是要这样的来表现他自己。
Two things are necessary,
就需要两件事。
And this is a very true principle,
并且这是非常真实的原则。
There will only be this fullness and power of the Spirit if these two things exist.
只有这两件事有了，才能有真实的圣灵的能力和充满。
The first is the absolute authority of the throne.
理就是宝座要有那个绝对的权柄
That is the absolute authority of the man in the throne
这也就是那在宝座上的人要得着那个绝对的权柄
We have said again and again that the man in the throne governs everything
我们一再再三地说过在宝座上的这个人是支配着一切
Everything in the whole book comes under the man in the throne
这一本书里所记载一切的事都是发生于在宝座上的那个人
In the book of the Acts we see the man in the throne governing everything
我们在新道里看见那一位在宝座的人管制支配着一切
It is the absolute lordship and headship of Jesus Christ Until God gets what he wants.
除非神得到了他是要得到的教会或者基督教是没有办法得到了那个圣灵的充满。
And God has shown quite clearly that what he wants is his church or his house.
神清楚地给我们看见他是要得到的就是他的教会或者是他的家他的殿。
When God gets his house established and constituted according to Christ,Then this will happen again.
当神得着了他的家照着基督筑成了建设起来了那么这个事就发生了。
In the measure in which God has that which he wants, we shall have the Spirit.
神若是能够照着他的尺度得到了他是要得到的那么我们就能得到这里的东西了。
God will not give his Spirit in fullness and in power to something that does not correspond to his mind.
神绝不能把圣灵的充满和能力给那些不合于他心意的东西。
So these two things are essential.
所以这两件事都是基本需要的。
The throne and the house.
这就是那个宝座和这一个殿。
Now what this increasing measure says to us is this.
这个一直增加的这个量度是告诉我们的是这个意思。
The Lord never desires to leave his people ankle deep in the spirit.
主一直不愿意把他的圣灵摆在这个圣灵不确定的光景之下
It is not the Lord's will that we should have the spirit and life just up to our ankles
主没有意思就是要我们得着圣灵那个多两次达到我们的怀子骨那么一点
Neither is it his desire that we shall have up to our knees
就是达到我们膝盖那里那也不是主的心愿
Nor yet up to our loins
就是到了我们腰这里也不是主的心愿
The Lord's desire is fullness
主的心愿乃是充满
Waters to swim in
能够称为和游泳的水
but waters that are too much for us
可是这种水是我们没有法子容纳的下去
because this is rather a terrible situation
自然这就称为一种可怕的局面了
I think that you might detect in Ezekiel that he was a bit frightened
我想你们应该在这里说以斯帖是太威胁我们了
To him this was a terrible situation
这个在他那里是太叫人可怕的一种光景
And when it gets like this of course it is terrible
若是真有这种事发生了当然是可怕的光景
We want to keep our feet on sure ground
我们是总愿意我们的脚啊走在稳妥的路上
We do not want to be swept off our feet
我们不愿意好像在我们的脚上啊弄得不清楚
The church wants to have its feet on this earth
这个教会是愿意把他的脚踏在这个地上
To be quite sure of its ground
他有把握地说他们是站的地位是对的
Well you know what that means spiritually
你们知道按属灵的意思来说这是什么意思
But the Lord's thought is that we should be swept right off our feet
但是主的意思是要我们的脚啊没有那样的光景
We should be carried out into depth for which we have no measure.
我们是要被带到一个深处，在那里我们没有办法测量了。
Well, you must think about that.
请大家把这个想一下。
There are two little words here.
这里有两个小字。
A river that could not be passed through.
有两句小话，就是说一条称了一条河是不能荡的。
There is a great could not of the Spirit.
有一个很大的不可能是出于圣灵的。
That could not stand over all human capacity.
这个就是一切属人的容量都没有办法的。
Now we go on.
我们再往下看。
The next thing is the bank and the tree.
再一件事就是河的两岸。
The banks of the river are referred to.
这里说到河的两岸。
This is a river that is flowing between banks.
这一条河在两岸之间往前流的。
It is not just a flood.
这不仅仅不是一个洪水，满无边岸的洪水。
Spreading itself all over.
好像是蔓延各地。
This river is running between banks.
而这一条河乃是在两岸之间往前流的。
You know the Holy Spirit has a way.
我们要知道圣灵是有一条路。
He has a way that he will take.
他是一直要照着他那条路而流。
He has his own mind as to which way he will take.
圣灵由他自己的心意要定规走哪一条路。
If the Spirit says I am going this way, it is no good our saying, well, we are going another way.
若圣灵说我只要走这条路，如果我们说要走另一条路，这是没有意图的。
You have a lot of that in the book of the Acts.
在新约里头能看见这样的事很多。
Paul spoke about a saying to preach the word in Bithynia.
保罗说他想要在伯特尼那里传道。
And going toward Asia,
要想往亚细亚那边去。
But he said the Spirit of Jesus suffered us not.
但是他说那个耶稣的灵却不许可我。
And it turned out that the Spirit was going to Macedonia at that time.
那个结果就是说圣灵在那时候要往马其顿去。
Now if Paul had gone to Bithynia or Asia,He would have gone away from the Spirit.
若是保罗要去比提尼或是亚细亚，那么他是在圣灵那个路之外。
The Spirit was saying, I am going this way at this time.
圣灵说现在我是走这一条路。
If you want to be with me, you must come my way.
你若是要和我同在的话，你就走我的路。
That is what happened to Peter.
这也就是在彼得身上发生的事。
The Spirit was moving toward the Gentiles.
圣灵是向着外邦人而去。
But Peter wanted to go his way.
但是彼得却愿意走他自己的路。
The Spirit said in effect, if you want to go with me, you must go my way.
圣灵就对彼得说，你若是和我同行，你就走我的路。
I am not coming your way.
我不能来走你的路。
I am not coming the way of your tradition and your prejudice.
我不能够走你那个遗传和偏见的路。
Today, this is the way that I am taking.
今天我走的路是这一条路。
And when Peter went that way, he found the Spirit in greater fullness than he had ever known before.
当彼得走了这条路，他就得到了比他从前所没有得到的这个充满还大多了。
I think you see the principle.
我想你们看见这个原则。
The banks represent a definitely and clearly defined way that the Spirit is taking.
这两岸就是给我们看见确定的清楚的圣灵所采取的一条路。
He may change his direction from time to time.
圣灵可以不断地更改它的方向。
The river may not be just one straight line.
这个河不一定是一直这一条线往前流。
But it will always flow between banks.
但它一直是在两岸之间往前流。
The Spirit always knows exactly what he's doing and what he is after.
圣灵总是知道他做什么，他是走什么路。
How important it is for us to be in the banks with the Spirit.
若是我们能在这两岸之间和圣灵同行，这是何等的重要。
And then the trees on either side of the river.
再看在两岸上面的树。
Of course, these trees in the New Testament are the living witnesses.
自然这些书在新约里头就是指着那些活的见证人说的。
I suppose the passage which best sets that forth is this one.
我就引译出的圣经能把这件事讲得最清楚了。
In Ephesians 4,
以弗所第四章
He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists,Some pastors and teachers.
他说赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of ministering, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各正其职，建立基督的身体。
Till we all attain unto the unity of the faith.
只等到我们众人在真道上称为义。
And of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神的儿子。
Unto a full grown man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
得以长大成人，满有基督的丰满而长成的身量。
Here are living witnesses on the banks of the river.
这里这些话就是说到这两岸上面那些活的见证人。
Here are those along the banks of the New Testament.
这些人就是在新约那个两岸之上的人。
And God has had His trees all down the centuries.
神在历史里来都有他的见证人的树。
They are the living witnesses.
他们这些人就是活的见证人。
Bearing testimony to the fullness of life in Christ.
他们见证基督的那个丰满。
Leading on toward.Spiritual fullness.
他是把人带到那个属灵的丰满
The fullness of Christ.
也就是基督的丰满
There's a rather interesting thing to note here.
还有一件事是需要我们注意的也很有兴趣
In verse 9 of Ezekiel 47.
在以斯帖四十七章第九节
It shall come to pass that every living creature which swarmeth in every place whither the rivers come shall live.
这河水是造之地，凡滋生的动物都必生活。
I don't know whether you have got a mark in your Chinese Bible against that word.
我不知道你们有没有在你们中文的圣经里头有一个记号在这里。
In the,
有一个注解在这里。
In the Hebrew it says whither the two rivers come.
在希伯来文里头他说这个河
two rivers
有两道河是六道的
it is in the plural in the Hebrew
在希伯来文这个河呀是上述的
And my Bible gives me a reference in the margin which says whither the two rivers come that's the Hebrew
我的圣经在这个编注上说有两条河是多数的啊是希伯来文的意思
Now that seems to upset everything, doesn't it?
这个好像叫我们糊涂了
But I think again it's a symbol
但我想这又是一个表号
Perhaps this river did divide into two
可能这条河啊是分作两条了
But two in the Bible is the number of adequate testimony
这个二字在圣经里是充足的见证的数字
Wherever you find the number two you find sufficient testimony
你在哪里看到了二这个字啊你就看到了那个完全的见证
In the mouth of two witnesses everything shall be established
两个人的口啊也可以做见证一切都可以为凭了
Whatsoever two of you shall agree
无论什么事有两个人同意了就见证
He sent forth two by two
他答复他们是两个两个的出去
The two is the number of sufficient testimony
所以二字啊乃是一个完全的见证数字
Well what we have here is by the spirit sufficient testimony in the witnesses
这就是告诉我们说在圣灵里我们能够做一个完满的见证
Now we must close
现在我们要结束了
The effect of it all is life
这一切的结果影响都是生命
Of course, I would like to say a lot about that.
自然在这一点我还愿意说许多。
But we must leave it.
可是我们要停下来。
The test of everything is life.
一切事情的试验就是生命。
The test as to whether Jesus is Lord is found in the life.
到底主耶稣在我们的生活中是不是主？
The test as to whether the house is in order will be in the life.
到底这个神的殿、神的家有没有秩序，也是看生命。
The test as to whether the spirit is having his way will be the life.
到底圣灵在这里有路可走没有，也是在乎生命。
The life is the testimony.
生命就是见证。
So John says, the testimony is this, that God has given unto us eternal life.
所以约翰说，这个见证就是神赐给我们永生。
And so we close for the time being.
所以我们暂时就停下来。
Ezekiel had been told to show all this to the house of Israel.
神要以斯帖把这些都指给以色列家看。
In order to show it all to others,The prophet has to be caused to go that way himself.
也就是给大家看见，给别人看见，先知也需要自己走这条路。
You notice what Ezekiel says?
你要注意，以斯帖正要说
that he caused me to go.
他使我这样走。
You and I must be caused to go this way before we can show it to anyone else.
在我们要把这个讲给别人听之前，你和我必须得先使我们走这条路。
This is not just objective truth for teaching.
这不是一种客观的道理，是讲给别人听。
This is the experience of the servant of the Lord.
这应该是主的仆人，也是主管的经历。